Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Emilia and Romagna, the region of Italy overwhelmed by flooding in these last days, and Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, he is in Milan to report on the damage, what it means for recovery, and I begin with the Italian government approving more than 2 billion euros in aid for the flood-stricken region of Emilia-Romagna, including Bologna and Ravenna, the very famous cities. Lorenzo, a very good day to you. First of all, your weather has been unpredictable, but no drought this year, and too much rain. Emilia Romagna, we talked about the flooding last week. I take it that the flooding, has it stopped? Has the rain stopped in the region? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, let me tell you that fortunately, the rain stopped to fall in the north of Italy, and particularly in the Emilia Romagna. The situation remained critical, red emergency, simply because the water is still there. And it will take time to remove the water, simply because the level of that area is below normally the course of the river. Now there are a lot of pumps that are pumping out the water from the fields into the beds of the river. But this is causing, of course, a lot of trouble to the population that now is coming back to their houses. They are taking vaccination against tetanus and typhoid fever, simply because the water is mixed up with the other things. And you know, it's critical if you touch with your hands or if you go with your naked feet into the water. So the damage at 2 billion are just an initial sum of money, but very likely the cost will be much higher to reconstruct.
The Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, and the President of the European Commission, von der Leyen, have flown over the area, and I take it that the European Union is pledging to help as well, whatever it takes. This is severe damage, so I want to know, what is this region known for, Emilia-Romagna? I know Milano is the number one city for all of Europe right now. What is Bologna? What is Ravenna for Italy's economy?
Well, Emilia-Romagna is very important for the Italian economy. It's not as strong as the Lombardia, the region of Milan, but they have a lot of long-standing tradition. Industry-wise, they are very famous because in Emilia, which is the west part of this region, there are a lot of famous car manufacturers like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Maserati, and so on. And a lot of supply chain that supply components to this very famous company. But Emilia and Romagna are also famous because they are a very intensive cultivated area. So farmers, agriculture is a very important richness for that area. Just to mention the famous Lambrusco, the wine, a lot of fruits from apricot, cherries, pears, apples, kiwi, and so on. Don't forget also the milk of the cows, of the famous cheese, the Parmesan, that is well known all across the world. So it's a very intensive cultivated area, very agricultural, a lot of farmers, but also industries.
You tell me the damage has not yet been measured because people were evacuated and now they're returning to homes. But you tell me that electric vehicles were especially damaged. How so?
Well, it's amazing that, of course, the water level was something like 2 meters. The water in certain area went up to the first floor of the house. And so the cars that are hybrid or electrical, after recovery, they might suffer very heavy damage and the battery can explode or get fired. So there is also a risk in taking care of all the cars of that type that have been heavily affected by the flood.
How long will recovery take? Are there estimates from Rome? $2 billion, you say, is a down payment. What can we expect? The agriculture needs to recover. How long?
Well, money-wise, just to tell you, the numbers should go up to at least 5 billion euros, so more than double of this down payment. Time-wise, I just listened a lot of interviews this morning from specialists of agriculture, and they say that very likely this will be a situation that will not get back to normal condition until 2028. So, because they need to make a new plantation of this fruit. The roots that are sinking in the water for so long have been heavily damaged. And so most of these trees have to be removed and replaced by a new one. And this, of course, takes time. Also, the olive tree of the Apennine area of that region have been heavily damaged because there are a lot of landslides, you know what I mean. When
landslide. The question here about rain. A year ago, we were worried about rain anywhere. There was a drought throughout northern Italy. Now there's too much rain in one region. But what about Lombardia? What about the Po River Valley? Is the rain there as well?
We had the rain, not as much as it was for Emilia Romagna. But we had enough rain, and I can tell you that this afternoon, driving back from Genoa, I crossed the Po River and the Ticino, and finally I saw a river that is normal. All water and no strip of sand in the middle of few streams, very narrow of water, as I was used to see just a few weeks ago. What is important to say is that on the western part of the Alps, where there was no important snowfalls, there was a very heavy snowfall over the last weekend, something like 1 meter and 20 centimeters. And this is an important reservoir of water for the late spring and summertime when the crops grow in Lombardia and Piemonte.
We have one happy detail, rescue of ancient books and manuscripts in the flooding area, some dating back to the 16th century. An article in The Guardian says that you're freezing the books. You have much experience rescuing manuscripts, precious items. This freezing is new to me. They're taking it to a place called Cesena. Cesena, is that a village nearby?
Cesena, yes.
The items will be placed on shelves and temperatures at minus 25 centigrade in industrial-sized freezers. A company that specializes in frozen foods. So the ancient manuscripts are being rescued now. This is a vast enterprise. Has this dominated the news the last week? And is the rain going to come back? Are they worried about more rain?
There is a risk that the rain can come back in the next days, but at least for the weekend, the weather forecasts are saying that we should stay in nice weather condition, apart few thunderstorms in the afternoon across the mountains and the Apennines, the mountains that goes down to the south of Italy. What is very strange around this time is that we are having thunderstorm pretty heavy with hails that can damage again cultivation. I had the news feedback yesterday afternoon in the countryside nearby Siena. Few areas of that area have been damaged by strong thunderstorm and by the hails.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players, free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.